And so the battle lines are pretty clear as we head towards the next election, boats and banks. This is all ahead of Parliament resuming tomorrow for the start of this final sitting fortnight before the May election, apart from budget week, of course. Is Labor going to switch its position on the medical transfer bill for asylum seekers and refugees from Manus Island and Nauru? Michelle Grattan joins us in our Parliament House studios. Michelle, hello there.
Hi, Fran.
This issue was disastrous for the Morrison government at the end of last year, but it's turned around to some degree. Michelle, the pressure is piling on Labor. The Shadow Immigration Minister, Shane Newman, says the minister should have final discretion over medical transfers, which is not exactly how the Phelps bill is written now. How large do you think the spectre of the 2001 election looms over Bill Shorten right now?
I think Bill Shorten is very aware of the danger this issue presents for the government, and the fact that it has been able to presents for the opposition, and the fact that the government has been able to turn it around, as you say, so much onto Labor, I think just reinforces the risks for Labor. That line that you quoted from Shane Newman was not just a passing remark by the spokesman, but was put out generally yesterday, obviously deliberately, but it does get down to what constitutes final discretion in the hands of the minister, and this argument about whether the fact that the government formally appoints that review panel amounts to the minister, albeit indirectly, having final discretion.
Yeah, that was Anthony Albanese's argument.
Exactly. Or whether Shane Newman was talking about a more direct discretion. And what we're seeing, I think, within Labor is something of an internal struggle about this. And Anthony Albanese's interview today reflected that.
Okay. And this declassified Home Affairs advice, did that say that the bill would see everyone off Manus and Nauru within weeks, 1,000 people?
It was more subtle than that. It said that that number of transferees could have access to, or potential transferees could have access to, a transfer to Australia within weeks of royal assent to this bill. So it was slightly fudged, and of course the government has unfudged it and suggested that they'd be all here in 2.5 minutes.
Okay, well, it will play out, and it will be Bill Shorten gets that security briefing today, so I wonder what difference that might make. Michelle,
and of course that briefing presumably from Home Affairs will reinforce this fairly hard line advice to the government, so that puts Bill Shorten under more pressure.
Yeah. Problems for the Liberal Party. Perhaps Christopher Pyne, Defence Minister, has accused his own colleagues of giving in to, quote, irrational pressure from noisy media commentators when they dumped Malcolm Turnbull last year. This is in an interview he's given in the Sydney Morning Herald today. He says politics is trapped in a self-obsessed, panic-prone spiral that makes it hard for governments to get anything done. And he goes on to say that if Peter Dutton had been elected leader last year, he would have been unelectable anywhere south of Queensland. It's a fresh reminder of all the heartache and division. I wonder how that's going to be greeted.
Well, I think that everyone knows what he's saying is true about politics generally. I just make the point that the solution to this really is in the hands of politicians, and they just don't seem willing to take up that solution and behave better. As for the remarks about Peter Dutton, well, of course, Christopher Pyne, a prominent moderate, was very against the Dutton challenge. I think he's right about the fact that it would have been even more disastrous for the government if they'd chosen Peter Dutton, if the Liberals had chosen Peter Dutton as the leader.
It's an interesting interview with David Rowe this morning. It's quite reflective, isn't it? Michelle, thank you very much.
Thanks, Fran.
Michelle Grattan is Chief Political Correspondent with The Conversation and Professorial Fellow at Canberra University. You're listening to RM Breakfast. It's 8 minutes to 8.